Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be actually talking to Warren Smith about his new book, A Wonderful Deception. And of course, actually Warren had written another book, two previous books, which both of which we carry incidentally through our ministry, and we'll certainly be carrying this one. But Warren was in the New Age for many years. He was brought into the New Age through A Course in Miracles, which is certainly one of the ways of altering people's perception to believe that this idea that God is in everyone, God is in everything, and that really isn't true. God is in people who have accepted Him. The Holy Spirit is in people who have accepted Him, but not in everything or everyone, because this is pantheistic, as if everyone is going to go to heaven, and that is really not true. But the New Age spirituality, there are a lot of people who are very spiritual, but they don't believe in the God of the Bible. And this, of course, is a direct result of the teachings of Norman Vincent Peale, and then of Robert Schuller, and then more recently of Rick Warren. And Warren does a great job of discussing Rick Warren and his influence on modern thought. And one of the points that Warren Smith brings out, and I thought it was so salient, is the reason that our ministers are not warning people today about the influence of the New Age, about what is going on, about how things are happening today, are prophetic, and we're seeing the unfolding of prophecy, is because they have adopted the concepts of Norman Vincent Peale and Robert Schuller, and more recently of the teachings of Rick Warren, which are leading people away from the truth of the Bible into a new spirituality. Warren, I really appreciate you writing the books you have and clarifying so many of these issues. Your latest book, which of course is titled A Wonderful Deception, really is a very important addition to the armament of other material we have on how the New Age has infiltrated the Christian church, and this is a Luciferian movement leading to the destruction of Christianity. You pick up the story.
Well, thanks, Stan. It's good to be with you. I would mention that I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. If it's possible, if your volume could be turned up just a little bit, it would really be helpful.
Well, we'll have to see if we can get the fellow at the on the board to do it. He is in Johnstown, Colorado. I'm in Santa Cruz, California, and I know you're in California as well. So,
all right,
is that any better?
Yeah, we'll just. I can't hear you. It's just a little faint, but thanks for having me on the show. And yeah, this was a very reluctant book, Stan. I really didn't want to write it. I originally was just doing an update of the previous book, Deceived on Purpose, The New Age Implications of a Purpose-Driven Church. And a number of things happened to really cause me some concern. So I ended up turning it into another book. And again, this is not something that's fun to do. If Rick Warren was just, you know, a neighborhood preacher with a regular congregation, I would not be doing this, but he has a book, The Purpose-Driven Life, that's gone out to over 30 million people. It's been said that over 50 million people have read it. He's the head of a 162-nation network, and he's trained over 400,000 ministers and priests. And so it's important that we understand just what it is that he's teaching. And much of what he's teaching is just fine. But unfortunately, having come out of the New Age myself, I've recognized a lot of overlapping language and some things that really concern me, one of which you've already mentioned. When I was reading The Purpose-Driven Life originally, back in 2003, when I saw that he introduced purpose and hope by quoting Dr. Bernie Siegel, a New Age leader and author with a spirit guide named George, I couldn't understand why he would do that. Certainly the Holy Spirit is not going to lead a Christian leader to introduce hope and purpose by using a New Age leader. Then when I read on, he quoted Ephesians 4:6 from a new Bible translation, and it was translated, God rules everything, is everywhere, and is in everything. And that's a New Age concept, that God is embedded in his creation, is in everyone and everything. It's also something that Robert Schuller proclaimed from his pulpit in a sermon about 5 years ago, where he said, yes, God is alive, and he is in every single human being. And what I realized is that an awful lot of what Rick Warner is teaching is really just a reconfigured Robert Schuller. He goes to great lengths to deny this, but it's clear in his language. He even calls his peace plan God's dream for you and the world. God's dream is a concept that cannot be found in the Bible. It's a Robert Schuller term that Schuller has used for over 35 years. It was in the 1974 book of Schuller's that Rick Warren read 6 years before he started Saddleback. And it was just one thing after another, Stan, that was in his book that caused me just great concern. Another one that just comes to mind is when Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, said that Jesus said, in essence, that prophecy is none of our business. Focus on your mission if you want Jesus to come back sooner. This is also what emerging church leader Brian McLaren says. He says almost the same thing, that prophecy is none of our business. And Stan, I think, you know, you of all people will appreciate the fact Alice Bailey, 50 years ago, in her book, The Reappearance of the Christ, which is a false New Age Christ, said that the coming of the New Age Christ is none of our concern. She just used the word concern rather than none of our business. So there's a lot of overlapping language. There's a lot that we need to be looking for and praying about. And one of the tactics that I've recognized is that the Apostle Paul, you know, talked about those who are double-tongued. Many of these Christian leaders will say the right thing. They'll say what's scriptural, but then they'll turn around and say something that's just the opposite. And when they're cornered or confronted, they will point to scripture and use that. And then people will say, oh, well, I saw, you know, such and such on Larry King, and he said this. But then when they're talking to other people or writing in their books, you have a completely different story. And one of the people that really jumped out at me in this new book, A Wonderful Deception, was Leonard Sweet, who's a Christian leader. He calls himself an evangelical leader. He's associated not only with Schuller, but did small group workshops in 2008 with Rick Warren. Rick Warren has endorsed his front cover endorsement of Soul Tsunami. Leonard Sweet's book in 1999 talks all about God's dream. And Leonard Sweet, in his 1991 book, Quantum Spirituality, he basically says that Matthew Fox, Willis Harmon, and M. Scott Peck are his role models and his heroes.
Hold that back and hold that thought. These people, of course, are great New Age occult. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Warren Smith, and we're talking about the great deception that is in our church today, and it permeates every aspect of the Christian Protestant church, the Catholic church, and certainly it is being led in large part by Rick Warren and his purpose-driven church, his Church of Hope. And there's nothing wrong with hope, but it is what our hope is in. Is our hope in man? Is our hope in the church? Is our hope in Jesus Christ? And this is really our only hope. And the idea that, of course, as above, so below, this term that's used so frequently, even by Rick Warren and the people he supports, is an occult term that is an introduction to these magical concepts. There really is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension. And Christians are being led into this new spirituality which permeates everything, as if the traditional gospel certainly is totally inadequate for times like this. Well, the reason we have times like this, the reason we have certainly all the things going on in the world today and the Christians are not speaking out about it is because they have been effectively neutralized. These ideas have permeated every aspect of Christendom today, and there are only a few people, such as Warren Smith, speaking out in his book, A Wonderful Deception, is must reading. And, of course, I'm so glad you went back over some of the things you did in your initial book, Deceived on Purpose, because, of course, review is the means by which we learn. But you pick up the story, Warren.
Yeah, Stan, in the first chapter, I hit the 10 major points that I covered in Deceived on Purpose just to lay a foundation for this new book. And then it was kind of interesting. I want to get to what you were saying about as above, so below, because you of all people know that that is an ancient occult term that is the key to all magic and all mysteries. And lo and behold, it pops up right in the middle of Eugene Peterson's message in the Lord's Prayer. Instead of saying in earth as it is in heaven, he says as above, so below.
Well, I think Eugene Peterson's message is important because Rick Warren, in his writings, his purpose-driven life and purpose-driven church, repeatedly refers to the message by Eugene Peterson, who obviously has strong ties by one means or another into the occult. And, of course, this then is the basis of so many of the biblical references. And, of course, so even Eugene Peterson doesn't suggest that his book, The Message, which is a loose interpretation, not even an interpretation of the Bible, sort of his feelings about the Bible, and yet Christians are being led to embrace that because, after all, Rick Warren has been picked by Time magazine as the leader of the Christian church today. And believe me, the fact that Rick Warren, that Time magazine, which hates Christianity, would pick Rick Warren says a great deal about how they feel about Warren's message, because obviously Time magazine and Newsweek magazine and U.S. News and World Report, yes, and you even talk in your book about Reader's Digest. Reader's Digest for 40 years published the works of Norman Vincent Peale, who was involved with this new spirituality, just as was Robert Schuller and now Rick Warren. Obviously, men who, for one reason or another, are trying to lead Christians away from the truth, exactly as the Pied Piper of Hamlet led the children of that community to their destruction. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, Stan, you've covered a lot of the areas. Norman Vincent Peale, let's just go there for a second. Shortly after I wrote Deceived on Purpose, I received a letter and two articles from a pastor in Indianapolis, Indiana. And he said, Warren, he said, you did a good job of showing how Robert Shuler has influenced Rick Warren and how Rick Warren has used a lot of Shuler's material without attributing it. He said, but you didn't talk about Norman Vincent Peale, how Peale influenced Shuler. Actually, Shuler talks about Norman Vincent Peale being his mentor, and Robert Shuler's website talked about how Shuler and his ministry had mentored Rick Warren. But this article was very interesting. It was from the Lutheran Digest in 1995. And Lutheran Quarterly Digest, and it said that two pastors had done research and had discovered that there was great similarity between the New Age writings of Florence Scovel Shinn and Norman Vincent Peale, and they did a side-by-side. Then, as I did other research, I recognized that Norman Vincent Peale has endorsed a number of New Age books, like Ernest Holmes' Science of Mind, Eric Butterworth, the Unity Minister in New York City, his book Discovering the Power Within You, which is the book that Oprah has recommended to her readers as recently as this internet broadcast with Eckhart Tolle. She also introduced it on a 1987 broadcast with Marilyn Ferguson on a program about the New Age movement. Norman Vincent Peale actually endorsed Bernie Siegel's book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, and Bernie Siegel is the one that was referenced by Robert Shuler in the late 80s on his program, and then in Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life. He's the one, as we mentioned, he's the one that introduced, Rick Warren introduced Siegel as the one that talked about hope and purpose, but here's a New Age leader. So we have all of these overlapping terms.
I think it's important that people understand that Bernie Siegel certainly he gets into mysticism. He has a spirit guide named, what is it, George?
George, that helps him in all his decisions.
You know, openly admits he has a spirit guide who's guiding him, and he's being endorsed, and his views are being endorsed by so-called Christian leaders. I mean, this is what's really frightening.
Well, you know, the argument, one of the things I tried to do in this book, A Wonderful Deception, is that Saddleback apologists took my book and they misrepresented much of what I was saying and then threw it back as a defense. They actually had a paper that was written called A Response to Deceived on Purpose by Warren Smith, and they took a lot of what I said and just kind of, it just wasn't accurate. So in this book I try to correct some of the things that were said, some of the misrepresentations and distortions. And one of the things that was said about Bernie Siegel was, all truth is God's truth. So even if you know, he's a New Ager and he says this, there's no reason Rick Warren can't use that. And I would immediately argue that, you know, God's truth is in the Bible. All truth can't just, hey, that's not God's truth. And the fact of the matter is that when you introduce somebody like Siegel, the Bible is very clear that you don't want to do something that stumbles somebody. Now, somebody could read that and think, oh, well, Rick Warren's mentioning Bernie Siegel, I'll go take a look at his works. So he goes to the book that's, you know, endorsed by Norman Vincent Peale, and he learns how to get his own spirit guide through meditation. As a matter of fact, Siegel talks about in that book how the very first time that he meditated, he got this spirit guide named George. He even made a crack, like, well, you'd think a doctor would maybe have Moses or Jesus or someone like that, but I got George, a long-haired guy in a white, you know, robe. And the spirit world is very real, Dr. Stan, as you well know. And what happens is, in a book like The Message, the spirit world is minimized. As a matter of fact, in 1 Timothy 4:1, in the Bible it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And yet, in The Message, listen to what Eugene Peterson says. The Spirit makes it clear that as time goes on, some are going to give up the faith and chase after demonic illusions put forth by professional liars. These liars have lied so well and for so long they've lost their capacity for truth. Well, that doesn't talk about the reality of seducing spirits like the ones that drew many of us into the New Age, like the spirit that called himself Jesus and delivered the Course in Miracles to Helen Schuchman in New York City, that Oprah Winfrey and Marianne Williamson have touted on their program, this false Christ that came as a seducing spirit that says that the journey to the cross should be the last useless journey, that we're all Christ. There are seducing spirits, and 1 Timothy 4:1 in the Bible makes that clear, but here's The Message saying, the Spirit makes it clear that as time goes on, some are going to give up the faith and chase after demonic illusions. That minimizes the spirit world. Rick Warren uses the message as his predominant Bible translation. He says the Bible states, or the Bible says in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, and his so-called church in a box that's going out to people all over the world in his global peace plan, the Bible, quote-unquote Bible, that's going into that box is the message. This is just watering down and perverting of the faith, minimizing the spiritual battle that's so clear in Ephesians 6, that's so clear throughout the Bible. We have a spiritual battle going on. And again, those of us that were in the New Age, we were seduced by these spirits. We were given spiritual experiences that we thought were from God. And now we have a lot of Christian leaders who are saying that we need to be still, go within, and listen to what God tells us, but there's no testing of the spirits. So, yeah, all these things, it's kind of like all the chickens are coming home to roost, and I say that very carefully because Chicken Soup for the Soul was edited by Jack Canfield, a New Age leader, and the very first story in the very first Chicken Soup for the Soul book is a story by Eric Butterworth, the Norman Vincent Peale endorsed New Age leader who was recommended by Oprah Winfrey on her 1987 and 2008 programs. As a matter of fact, the very first quote in Chicken Soup for the Soul is from Teilhard de Chardin, and he is the scientist, theologian, Jesuit priest, New Age teacher who is being brought forward. As a matter of fact, Leonard Sweet, in his book Quantum Spirituality, this man that's working with Rick Warren, one of the many New Age sympathizers that Rick Warren is associated with, has called Leonard Sweet the major voice for 20th century Christianity. What does Teilhard de Chardin say? He says that God is in every atom. And this subatomic quantum God in every atom teaching prevails in the book, The Shack, that so many Christians are going after right now. The Jesus of The Shack says that God dwells in and around and through all things. He actually says that God is the ground of all being. That's what David Spangler said. He's a New Age leader. And Leonard Sweet, in his book Quantum Spirituality, says that he consulted David Spangler and thanked him for his help in a new cell theory. Can you believe it, Dr. Stan, that we have a Christian evangelical supposed leader thanking David Spangler? He consulted him, much like Saul did the Witch of Endor. And it's just unbelievable, but yet people are following leaders and they're not really paying attention to what is being said in the Bible. They're paying attention to these new paraphrases and Bible translations that are being used to some of these Christian leaders' convenience. They make it say what they want it to say by using these new translations.
And unfortunately, many times they provide sermons. You can get sermons from Rick Warren. So you, if you're a minister, you don't have to do any work. You just get the sermons that they've already prepared, and you give it from your pulpit as if it were your words. But those words come from people who are pushing a new spirituality, a new Christianity. We are not going to emphasize prophecy. A prophecy is not our business. You know, we're not to be thinking about what is really going on in the world today. We're to be filled with sharing and doing everything we can to help the poor. And there's nothing wrong with that, and we have an obligation to do it. But, of course, they've replaced, the gospel of Jesus Christ with the gospel of basically of Benjamin Krem, who actually publishes a book called Sharing, and publishes a magazine called Sharing. Benjamin Krem is a Luciferian. He's a channeler for the a demonic spirit called Maitreya, and his whole theme is basically what we have to do is just share with one another. It's going to be a wonderful world. Well, certainly we should help one another, and we have an obligation to help the needy, but this is replacing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and of course it is basically Lucifer's own message that he is going to bring in this wonderful new world order, and that's exactly the way we're heading today. And certainly the fact that we're not teaching prophecy in our churches today is the reason that the average Christian cannot understand the dramatic things that are taking place today that are changing the world in which we live. The world will never be the same again. But you go ahead, Warren.
Well, prophecy is our business, and the Bible is filled with prophecy. It's just unbelievable that Christian leaders would say that prophecy. Well, not only are they saying it, they're making it look like Jesus is saying, in essence, prophecy is none of our business. Brian McLaren, as I mentioned, emerging church leader, saying exactly the same thing. And Alice Bailey said it 50 years ago. So
okay,
we'll come back to that
back
after the break.
Just a moment, Warren. Hold that thought. Back here in SC Empowering.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars and brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, as we stand back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Warren Smith, and we're talking about his new book, A Wonderful Deception. And believing, ladies and gentlemen, we are being deceived today, and many times by our own church leaders, who unknowingly certainly are putting out false information. But when you stop and realize that 400,000 church leaders have been indoctrinated in Rick Warren's philosophy, that he is endorsed by Time Magazine that hates Christianity. He is America's minister. That's what Time Magazine has called him. And he's always gotten a good press. Of course, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's part of the elite that are going to bring in this wonderful new world order. Well, certainly Warren Smith is on the front lines, having the courage to speak out against this. Of course, he's come under criticism, and they published papers condemning him, Saddleback Church has. Well, Warren, before we go on, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
I don't have a website, Stan, but there's an author's website on lighthousetrailsresearch.com, and a lot of my articles are there, and some of the other books, but there's a DVD that I have called Standing Fast in the Last Days, when I spoke to Calvary Chapel pastors a little over a year ago. And those materials are available on lighthousetrailsresearch.com.
And that's an excellent website. I mean, Lighthouse Trails does an excellent job. In fact, they've actually published Warren's book. Well, certainly pick up your story here, because, of course, there's so much more to this. The idea, though, that they are intentionally playing down prophecy. And as a result of that, the average Christian going to the average church, it doesn't understand the significance of the major cataclysmic events that are taking place today. You go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting, Stan, that prophecy is being fulfilled as they tell us that prophecy is none of our business. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does. I don't doubt the sincerity of many of these people thinking that what they're doing is really of God. Of course, there are those who know exactly what they're doing. I'm not trying to figure out who knows and who doesn't. The fact of the matter is they're doing it. In Matthew 24, when Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, it says his disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Teilhard de Chardin, the quote at the beginning of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says that God is in every atom. Every person has Christ in them. You don't have to commit your life to Christ, to repent, and to ask Jesus to come into your life, and the Holy Spirit is sent to you. It's already happening. That is the big deception. The big deception is that all of humanity is the body of Christ, the body of God. What Oprah Eckhart Tolle was saying on the program is that we need to merely shift from our ego to our Christ within. And unfortunately, when Rick Warren teams up with someone like Leonard Sweet, endorses his book, Soul Tsunami, has him as a co-leader for workshops, small group workshops in 2008, and Leonard Sweet is endorsing Matthew Fox, who is really a disciple of Teilhard de Chardin, and Fox says that we are all Christ. The cosmic Christ is all of humanity. This is the big lie, and this goes back to Genesis. It goes back to the Garden of Eden, where, you know, ye shall be as gods. And so it says very clearly, the Apostle Paul says very clearly in 2 Corinthians that there is the simplicity of the gospel. Well, it also is the simplicity of the deception. The simplicity is simply this. We are all one because God is in everyone and everything. And that teaching that God is in everyone and everything is in Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life. It has not been removed. You know, my original book, citing my concern about that, was 5 years ago. And that teaching is still there. Just as Eugene Peterson was warned that as above, so below. As above, so below is the title of a New Age book by the editors of the New Age Journal, and they make it very clear that as above, so below means that God is not only transcendent out there, he is immanent in everyone and everything. So this pervades what's going on. And Stan, what I noticed and what I've tried to illustrate in this book is the way all these things are coming together. And it's gone from New Age, the term New Age has become de-emphasized. It's never gone away, but it's been de-emphasized. You and I did an interview back in 2002 when I wrote the book Reinventing Jesus Christ, which is online, by the way, free at reinventingjesuschrist.com. And in that interview, we made it really clear that God is not in everyone and everything. And what's happening is that none of these warnings that have been issued are being paid any attention to. Eugene Peterson was told that as above, so below is a New Age term. I got an email from a man overseas. He said he wrote him when the message came out in the early 90s, and Peterson's response was, gee, if I had known that, I would not have put it in there, but all these years later, it's still there. Now, what's interesting, and this is something that I really bring out in my book, is that in the book The Shack, there is a term introduced. The term is fractal. The main character in the shack is told that he is a living fractal. Fractal is a term that's associated with the new math and the new science, quantum physics, and I missed it. When I read the shack, I saw that it said that God's in everything. I saw that, you know, the main character was told that evil doesn't exist. I saw that the word creation was spelled with a capital C over 20 times. That's creation-centered spirituality that signifies that God is in everyone and everything. I saw all that, but I missed the fractal. I just went over it. And when I was doing a conference in Southern California at a Calvary Chapel in Southern California, a woman came up to me, and she said, "Warren, I've written a little article on the shack. Would you be willing to look at it?" And I said, "Sure." When I read it a week later, her article was called Fractal Theory in the Shack. And what she had done is she had taken that word fractal because she had seen a New Age movie. She was interested in the occult. She was studying it, trying to understand how it was deceiving people. And in this movie, The Seeker, the word fractal was introduced, and there were fractals that were hidden throughout time, hidden in plain sight. And this main character was the only one that could go through time and find these fractals, and it would save the world if he could find these fractals. Fractals are really just a fractured part of the whole. It's a miniature replica of the whole. So it's this whole idea of everything being in the part. Every part is part of the whole. God is in everyone and everything. What she did, Stan, that was so amazing, and this is what turned my update of Deceived on Purpose into a new book, was that she did research and she found a number of articles that connected the word fractal with the occult and with the occultic term as above, so below. And lo and behold, who is the main endorser of the shack right on the front cover? Eugene Peterson of The Message. So I think, you know, we're supposed to be, if everybody was falling for this deception, we're supposed to be falling for the idea that God is doing a new thing. He's bringing the new age into the new spirituality, into a new world view. That's the big saying these days. Rick Warren's doing it with Chuck Colson on a DVD. The new age is talking about a world view, and that new world view is that God is in everyone and everything because of the subatomic fractal nature of things.
Hold back. We'll be back in just a moment here. American Freedom Network.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck. Just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud. Has two master bedrooms with two full baths. Is partially furnished and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden. Chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Warren Smith, his book, A Wonderful Deception. We're going to be carrying it because we think it is a very important book. And we'll have to call our people this morning tell them how much it's going to cost, but you can get that to us. But anyway, go ahead, Warren. You're simply talking about how the information in the shack, which has been read by millions of Christians, it is being touted as a great Christian book. Of course, it's basically universalism. It is the whole idea that everybody is going to go to heaven. I mean, everybody's going to go to heaven. There's no, you don't need a savior at all. Certainly, Christianity's message is entirely wrong. And of course, there is, we do not need to fear God. We do not need to obey God. It is a total distortion of the Christian message. That's why it's being endorsed by so many Christian book clubs. You'll find it in the Christian bookstores. It's being touted in the Christian press, and we're in real trouble. Go ahead.
Yeah, the shack is a transitional vehicle to take people across the line from biblical Christianity into this new age, new spirituality, new world view. And, it's a powerful story. It evokes a lot of emotion. There's some tragic things that happen. There are definitely, just like when I was involved in the New Age, there's a tremendous amount of truth that's in there, that's weaved in there. But when I was in the New Age, I was drawn in through the notions of forgiveness and gratitude and the mention of Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit. You have to look at the bottom line teachings, which God is the ground of all being. God is in everyone and everything. That's the bottom line teaching that's in the shack. I mean, that's what the Jesus of the shack says. A couple things that people should be concerned about that might be reacting to my talking negatively about the shack. The word Christ is never mentioned in that book. And the Bible warns about, Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 11, warned about another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel. He chided the Corinthians and said, if another Jesus comes along, you might just fall for it. That's what's happened here. The fact that there is no mention of any deception, Satan is never mentioned, the devil is never mentioned, spiritual battle is never mentioned, and again, going back to our 2002 interview, Dr. Stan, chapter 10 in my book, Reinventing Jesus Christ, was called The Silent Church. I was asking, I laid out all the things that I had been involved in, how it was moving into the world, and I was saying, where are our Christian leaders? Why aren't they talking about this battle? Well, 3 months after my book was published in 2002, The Purpose-Driven Life came out, and I went, oh my goodness, the reason they're not talking about it is because they're moving the church into it, wittingly or unwittingly. Rick Warren and many of the people that he's associated with, by the way, many of the men that he's associated with, Ken Blanchard, Leonard Sweet, Robert Shuler, John Marks Templeton, Brian McLaren, these men are New Age sympathizers, and you have to look at that fact. And I've documented it. It's very difficult to present all this information in a 1 hour show. And you can actually do, harm by trying to mention too many of these things too quickly. But I've laid it out very logically. It's just factual. I have no problem with Rick Warren as a human being. I'm not against him. I just happen to see that he's very deceived, and part of that, or a lot of that, is because he put an awful lot of faith in the teachings of Robert Shuler. Robert Shuler had Course in Miracles groups meeting on his Crystal Cathedral campus as he was entertaining Christian pastors. The Course in Miracles was what I was involved in the New Age. That says that we are all Christ. It says that the recognition of God is the recognition of yourself. Salvation comes from yourself. Shuler was teaching these things. Shuler is a disciple of Norman Vincent Peale, and the pastor in Indianapolis, Larry DeBrine, sent me these articles, and it was very clear that Peale was highly influenced by the occult and the New Age. By the way, Pastor Larry DeBrine, I called him. I became familiar with him, and I called him after he sent those articles, and we would talk back and forth. And I shared information about fractals and about quantum physics, Leonard Sweet's book, Quantum Spirituality. And he has a little book that's going to be coming out very shortly, any day now, called Unshackled. And he goes into great detail on this whole area of quantum physics. He goes into, I present an overview, but he goes into tremendous detail. And I want to highly recommend that. And I think he would be a great interview for you to have on your show when that book comes out, Stan. Pastor Larry DeBrine.
I would love to have him on.
So really, what it comes down to, Stan, is that the Bible warns that one day, at the end of time, a false Christ will move onto the world scene and usurp the role of Jesus Christ. My wife and I, when we first came across the line, we went, how can that happen? The way that it, the only way that it can happen is for Christianity to be watered down and to start adopting some of the New Age teachings. We're watching that happen. And for Christian leaders, in particular, to be endorsing these teachings. We're watching that happen. For a book like The Shack to be popular within the church is unbelievable. This would not have happened just, you know, a decade ago. It just wouldn't have happened. But people are putting their faith in men, in their leaders. And those who might be confused by a show like this, I would just say the ultimate answer lies in true scripture, not some of these new versions like The Message. And the other thing is you can pray to the Lord and say, Lord, is The Shack really from you or is it deception? And you will get your answer. James 1 is very clear. If you ask the Lord for wisdom, he will give it to you. But people are deferring and trusting their religious leaders. Like somebody will stand up and they'll say, you know, Rick Warren is reliable, or, you know, I'm behind Rick Warren, or he's a good friend of mine, or whatever. And that will permeate out, and then people think that the endorsement means that whatever Rick Warren is saying is true. Well, Rick Warren says a lot of things that are true. You know, I mean, I have a friend who was saved at Saddleback Church, Rick Warren's church. But that friend is so concerned about Rick Warren today and is warning his friends about the teachings that he's doing. It's he who endures until the end. In the stony ground Christian parable that Jesus talked about, the sower and the seed, he said that the stony ground believers accepted the Lord with joy and gratitude, but their roots were not deep. And when persecution, affliction, tribulation, and temptation, in the book of Luke it talks about temptation, when that came, they fell away. We're to contend for the faith, fight the good fight. You know, all that stuff is wrapped up in Scripture, but you don't hear that. You would think this is just one big effort to help the world. There's nothing wrong with that. But in the process, the church is falling away.
Warren, thank you so very much. We'll look forward to talking to you, I guess, it's on our evening program. God bless. Thanks for writing. Wonderful.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Paid Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Warren Smith, and he's warning the Christians what's happening to our churches. We're going to be carrying his book, Don't Call My 800 Number, for a few minutes. I've got to call them and let them know about it. But the book is a wonderful deception, and it's well worthwhile reading. And you need to understand the apostasy that is sweeping through Christendom today. Well, of course, the background behind all of this, the dark spiritual battles we keep talking about. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to, or get the DVD, or if you can't afford it, go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com and simply scroll down to our section on videos, and then scroll down there to the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to have that information as a background for everything going on today. Then, of course, you need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Financial Armageddon. There's a syllabus with both of those. You need to get Pat Wood's great DVD entitled The Trilateral Commission. It goes into the people who really control America today, who put Barack Obama in power, but then, of course, they control the Bush administration and the first, the Clinton administration, the first Bush administration, the second Bush administration. They're all controlled by the same people. They controlled the Reagan administration. And Ronald Reagan, after speaking out against the Trilateral Commission, invited them to come to the White House for dinner. All of the members, all 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Why would he do that? Because he selected as his vice president a member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the CFR, and the Bilderbergers, a man who had been the former director of the CIA, a man named George Herbert Walker Bush. Well, who is a member of a secret Luciferian society called Skull and Bones, and whose family had given over $1 million to the Scottish Rite movement, and actually Tom Horn had been to the temple there in Washington, D.C., and there, is a notation on the people who've given large sums of money to the Scottish Rite, and there was the name of the Bush Family Foundation. Understand nothing as it appears to be. And, of course, there really are secret societies. So, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be carrying Warren Smith's excellent new book, A Wonderful Deception, as well as the other items I've talked about. Remember, we are having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 25th of October, and we're going to be bringing in Catherine Albrecht and William Grigg and the Ashley Moat and Tom Horn. And it's going to be a great lineup of speakers. We're going to start at 8:30 in the morning and go through until 5:30 in the evening. And, of course, we welcome your coming. We hope you can make it. We have to have reservations because we're serving lunch. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there 9 hours a day, not getting anything accomplished, but you can listen to our radio programs. You can certainly go ahead and watch our DVDs, read our newsletters. They're all free. One thing you really need to do now, more than anything, is get my population control agenda. It's a monograph. It's up on our website. You can get it for nothing. If you buy anything else from it, we'll send you a printed copy of it. You can copy it. We have to get this out across America before people start taking this swine flu from people who really want to kill off most of the world. Again, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision.
Danny Golden here to tell you about Biondi Jewelers and my good friend Cheryl. At Biondi Jewelers, you get two master jewelers, a certified gemologist, the largest bridal selection in Colorado, and expert service from Cheryl, too. So if you are looking for unique settings and custom design, or you want to replace some missing stones and get that broken jewelry or watch repaired, Biondi is the place to go. Stop by the new location on Arapahoe and Parker Roads in New Corner Star Shopping Center in Aurora. Biondi Diamond Jewelers, 40.